on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, you know, we always encourage you to, and we hope you take advantage of it, to email us. You can do it through our website or submit an event on our website at klyt.fm. But we would love to hear from you about different activities that you have planned, and gives our announcers an opportunity to make mention of those things that are going on. You know, one of the things coming up here, real quick, this Saturday, January 17th, Fundamentals Training for Albuquerque Biblical Counseling. Now, it's being put on by the Center City Evangelical Church, but the location is Eastern Hills Church up in the Northeast Heights on Morris this Saturday. And they're going to be hosting the one-to-one Albuquerque Biblical Counseling Training, and they're going to equip you for receiving your Level 1 ACBC certification. If you want to find additional dates and questions answered, go to their website, albuquerquebiblicalcounseling.org, for details. And again, that training gets underway this Saturday, the 17th, at Eastern Hills Church, hosted by Center City Evangelical Church. So much appreciate the Body of Christ teaming up there together. You see a couple churches coming together along with the organization Albuquerque Biblical Counseling to pull this off. So if you want to be a part of it, go to albuquerquebiblicalcounseling.org. If you have an event, as I said, go to klyt.fm on our events page. You'll see, even on our homepage, share an event. You can give us all the details and listen for the announcements randomly with our announcers giving out that information. Here's another great event, a great family event. So much fun. How many times have you seen friends post on social media, or they told you about getting out for an evening, going to paint, and the whole family, you know, kind of paints the same thing? And it's kind of fun to see how different those paintings can be and how creative. And sometimes you find a hidden talent. But, you know, with so many, not as good of choice to do for an evening, this is coming up, Painting with Purpose. And it's with the Child Evangelism Fellowship of New Mexico. You can go to cefofnewmexico.com for more details. And actually, when you go to the website right now, there's a pop-up right there on the homepage for this event. So we're going to talk more about it here in just a little bit. But in studio with us, with the Child Evangelism Fellowship of New Mexico, Jenny Beadle, welcome back on to ABQ Connect.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for having me.
I love what you do for the kiddos, especially in our area. Now, I know CEF is not just Albuquerque. It's statewide, nationwide, and worldwide.
Yes, it is.
And for those not familiar with the organization, I'll throw it to you. You tell someone that's what you do, and they go, CEF, never heard of it. Jenny, tell me more. What do you tell them?
Right. Actually, CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, has been around since 1937. And we are in every single country except for North Korea.
All right. So that could happen.
Yes, it could.
I mean, you know, when you see what God's, and we'll get into some details, but when you see what God's doing right here in Albuquerque, you know, he can do a work in North Korea.
Yes, he can. In fact, our CEO of CEF is from South Korea, and he created balloons with the gospel on one side and Bible stories on the
other. Does the wind blow north?
Yes, he flies them over to North Korea, so we're getting the word of God in there.
Oh, that is so awesome. Well, there's a lot of different ministries that happen through CEF, and we want to walk through that. Stay with us for details on that night to get out and paint, though, because we're gonna dive into it and let you know about some other activities and events coming up with CEF that you can participate in, support, and a good place to start while you're listening to us is go to the website. It's CEF, that stands for Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEFofNewMexico.com. But let's walk through a brief description of a lot of these ministries that are happening right now.
Yes.
With CEF here in New Mexico. Let's start with the Good News Club.
The Good News Club. We are on a mission to get into every New Mexico school, especially the public schools. And as of right now, we are in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Las Cruces, Los Alamos, Belen, Bosque Farms, Las Lunas. So God is just opening doors and doing mighty works here in New Mexico. And our Good News Clubs are very well attended. One of my Rio Rancho schools has over 60 students registered.
That's awesome.
Yes.
What's the average size of the clubs?
I would say the average size is probably around 30.
Okay.
In fact, many of the parents use it as free after-school care.
Yeah.
But of course, we don't care.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking about that off the air. It's like, take advantage of us, please. Yep. We would love to tell your kids about Christ.
Yes.
Now, for those that are listening and hear public school, tell them how God makes that happen.
Well, we actually have a Supreme Court ruling that the schools have to allow us in. We are allowed same equal access as any other after-school program. So,
what does it require?
It just requires, well, for volunteers, of course, a background check,
yeah,
which we are always in need of volunteers. The more we have, the more schools we could get into. But we just ask the principal what day, what time, give us an area, whether it's a library, the staff lounge, the gym. We will go wherever you know they allow us to. And
how accommodating have you found them?
Oh, most of them pretty accommodating. Yeah, we have had some pushback with some.
Yeah, but that's great to hear. I asked that knowing that, I think the assumption is, oh, you're going to have a real fight.
Right.
But you know, as someone who's done direct sales over the years, you know, one of those things you say is, you know what, you got to ask for the sale.
That's
right. Yeah, and of course we also hear you have not because you ask not.
Amen. Yes.
But you make the request. Mm-hmm. You do it legal. You know, it's a legal issue. It's the like you said, covered by the Supreme Court. And what a blessing that. And I love to kind of dive into this a little bit every time you're on because I think there's a lot of assumption that this can't. And yes, it can. It's not that difficult.
Right.
So the Good News Clubs. And what do the kids do at Good News Clubs?
Yeah, great question. I was going to mention that. We have Bible lessons, of course. We have song. We do crafts. We do games. We even do missionary stories. And of course, we have snack because the kids are always hungry after school.
Yeah.
And like you said, Steve, most people don't realize that we could get into these schools. And I think you would agree with me that we need to be in there now more than ever.
And I know the gospel is utmost importance.
Oh,
but, you know,
yes,
with the food insecurity here in New Mexico, even just a snack, what a blessing that is to families. They can drop off their kids and know they're relatively safe. I mean, you know, you live in New Mexico or really anywhere. So we would encourage the listeners to continue to pray for the safety of the kids at the Good News Clubs and participating in any of the activities with CEF of New Mexico, which, by the way, if you're listening, you're like, wait, what was that website? CEFofNewMexico.com. So, what a blast. Now, with all the schools that you have, I mean, you can only spread yourself so far, Jenny.
Right.
It sounds like you've raised up a good team of volunteers.
Yes.
That you can delegate that to and maybe pop in from time to time.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. I try to make the rounds to all the clubs.
Yeah. And now another ministry that happens, I'm guessing different times of the year, but maybe there's a set time for the 5-day club. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, the five-day clubs are community outreaches, and we go to parks and libraries and community centers. It's very similar to a VBS. So we are reaching the community. It's usually led by our youth. After the CYIA, Christian Youth in Action missionary camps, they are trained to go out and evangelize children and to share the gospel and to do the Bible lessons, which, of course, every single one of them is gospel-focused. We are non-denominational. We are just gospel-centered.
Right. Like Awana might be, or other parachurch organizations. Yes. People participating from different congregations, that can agree on the gospel. BSF would be another good example of that. But CEF is a great example of that. And you mentioned CYIA, so let's delve a little deeper into that. The Christian Youth in Action, what ages is that set up for?
Oh my goodness, that is so much fun. And it is set up from sixth grade up until college.
Okay, through high school, up to college, or through college?
Up to college.
Okay.
But we do have a couple of freshman college students who attend. But it is a great, great ministry for youth who is really interested in continuing in ministry and serious about sharing the gospel. We call it our missionary camp because it's different than other youth camps. They get to play games and have fun, but they are also learning. We are digging into the Bible. We are sharing them how to share the gospel. And it's just a lot of fun. It's in Aspendale, New Mexico, Cloudcroft.
Uh-huh.
And it's a week long.
I've never made it up to Cloudcroft.
Oh, well, you're going to have to come.
I should.
Join
I really
us,
should.
See?
Yeah. Every time one of those towns come up, I've been to Rodoso, and I imagine it being similar, at elevation and smaller community and just beautiful. Well, I look out the window at the Sandias. I mean, we live in a beautiful state.
Yes, we do.
But what a great opportunity to get up to Cloudcroft and and connect with God and be trained, these youth, to lead these five-day clubs.
Right.
Now, summer. Are the five-day clubs throughout the year, or?
They are in the summer.
Okay.
So.
All right. So a lot, like you said, a lot like VBS. And you know what? Often you and I talk, and I want to continue on these other ministries because I think we don't often get to them. I'm going to blame me. but let's go through these quickly, and then we'll take a break and come back and talk about the evening to go painting, which sounds like a blast for the whole family.
Yes.
The May event, the banquet is coming up. There's other ways for you to be involved with CEF. Party Club, what's that about?
The party clubs we have during Christmas and Easter, very similar to the five-day clubs, we go out into the communities, again, libraries, and like Christmas time, we share the true meaning of Christmas.
You're doing one for Valentine's Day.
We don't have one. We do have a special curriculum for Valentine's Day, but we're not doing any party clubs.
Okay.
It's basically for Easter
and Christmas. How fun.
Yes.
And then now this one hits close to home for me as a kid that was raised in the military. Children's ministry in New Mexico. Now, I know here in Albuquerque, obviously we have Kirtland. I don't know if something happens at Holloman and Cannon, the other Air Force bases in New Mexico, but tell us about the military children's ministry.
Yeah, we do have a special military ministry for children, and we are currently working with White Sands, and there is some potential to get onto Kirtland Air Force Base, and it's just geared a little bit more to the different lifestyle that these military children have and their hope in Christ.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I know some kids struggle with the whole... I loved it. I loved moving around, and what a great education it was growing up and seeing the country. And I'm glad these men and women that serve in our nation's military, these families do need support. And this is a great way to reach out and love on their kiddos. And then the Unite. I don't know if we've ever talked about that.
Yeah, Unite is our own special TV program. So we have lots and lots of children-focused lessons, sermons, cartoons, and it's good, clean, Christian shows for children.
Okay. Yes. So when you know, parents have kiddos with the pads and they're saying, can I go on YouTube? Well,
Unite.
Yeah. You can find and listen, all the details about Unite and how to find those programs are on the website at cefofnewmexico.com. Take the time to peruse the website and find out more, especially parents, grandparents, foster parents, respite people. You know, it's just a great opportunity to really have content that the young people in our state need. We're visiting with Jenny Beadle, CEF of New Mexico, cefofnewmexico.com. Jenny, you've got a paint night coming up we want to talk about and let people know about the banquet that's coming up in May for attendance, for sponsorship, for silent auction items, and so many other ways to support the work that you're doing. Can you stay with us?
Of course. My pleasure.
Okay. We're going to take a break and come back with more right after this on ABQ Connect. Hey, we're spending this final segment, as we did the last segment, with Jenny Beadle of CEF of New Mexico. That's Child Evangelism Fellowship of New Mexico. But go to cefofnewmexico.com. And we just walked through the various programs and ministries. Let me list them off real quick. The Good News Club, the 5-Day Club, the CYIA, which is Christian Youth in Action, the Party Club, the Military Children's Ministry, and the Unite, that has those programs available for kids to watch. And actually, before we went to the break after the segment, I scrolled down a little farther. And if you go to the website at CEF of New Mexico, click on ministry list, you'll see all of that. But scroll down to the bottom of the page, and each of those ministries has their own YouTube video kind of to promote what it is exactly that they do. I think Jenny did a fantastic job telling us. Those YouTube videos, once you click on them, they're easily shareable to connect someone else to these ministries. Yes. So CEF has all kinds of things you can use to connect others with opportunities to minister to children who we know Jesus loves very, very much.
Yes, and they are tomorrow's church and leaders.
That's right. Yep. And every ministry, you know, every nonprofit organization is often in need of support, and support comes in a lot of different ways. And we'll talk about opportunities for volunteering and donations and prayer. And I think, you know, when we talk about support, I think everyone's head, you know, they go right to, okay, how much money do they want? Well, you're welcome to support them financially, and we hope you'll prayerfully consider that. If you go to their website at cefofnewmexico.com, at the top of the page, as with any nonprofit organization, typically you'll find that donate button. But it's important, too, that you take time to pray specifically for these ministries that we just walked through. Yes. and volunteer opportunities. We'll get to that. I want to make sure, because I teased it plenty, that we talk about your event coming up real soon, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
And it's happening really anyone who's interested. And you and I were talking off the air. It's really designed for probably, you know, kids anywhere from the age of 5 and up to participate in the Painting with Purpose. But there is a cost to do it, and that cost, which is, listen, you go to a similar event elsewhere or to a dinner, you're going to have a similar price tag. This price tag goes towards the support of all these ministries we just talked about. So I'm not going to tell you specifically what it is, but it's affordable, and go to the website and click on the registration for it so you can see that. But I want to get you to the website. So go to cefofnewmexico.com to find out more about Painting with Purpose. But it's coming up Friday, January 23rd, a week from this Friday, Jenny. And the address is 4700 Lincoln Road, and it's going to be on the website. If you can write that down, great. But 4700 Lincoln Road in Albuquerque, it's kind of in an industrial area. And the truth is, Jenny's got a gal. She's got a friend that that is connected with this property, and they've provided space for the event. Yes. So we don't really have a label or an easy way to tell you other than 4700 Lincoln. And if you sign up for the event, you'll find those details. However, now, have you done an event like this for CEF before?
No, this is the first time, and I am super excited about it.
Do you know what you're painting?
Not yet. the artist has given me several to choose from, and I haven't quite been able to yet because I love them all.
So how do you anticipate the night going? What will happen at this Painting with Purpose evening?
Well, it'll be a night of fellowship, of course. It starts at 6:30, so we will have some refreshments, some cookies and some cheese and crackers and some light refreshments. We will also have...
Say charcuterie, because that'll draw all the ladies will show up.
Charcuterie boards. Those are the best. So, and we'll have some door prizes. Our state director, Dee White, will be there, so you get an opportunity to meet her. And, of course, we'll have a table with information and brochures if anyone is interested in serving or sponsoring a Good News Club.
Any healthy competition between you and Dee?
Oh, no.
The painting?
No. Oh, actually, I don't know if she's going to be painting. Good question. I need to ask her.
Yeah. Show her your painting skills. But it just sounds like a blast and a fun family event. We've got like probably a little more than a minute. I want to throw it back to you because if there's more about volunteering or what have you, I want to make sure or the event that you have that opportunity real quick.
Well, like you said, Steve, ministry takes money and volunteers. We can have the curriculum, the schools, we can have everything, but without the people and the finances, we don't have a ministry. And I was trying to think of a fundraiser and a way to raise those funds that were different. And I'm excited about this one, but we are always looking for volunteers. Being a new chapter, Central New Mexico, we don't have very many committed donors. So we're always looking for them, church sponsors, people who will sponsor events like this.
Yeah, and the banquet coming up May 1st.
Oh, yes, the banquet May 1st. Yeah. It'll be at the Albuquerque Garden Center. That's going to be our
beautiful
annual. Yes, it's going to be a huge, hoping to have a great speaker there, and that'll be wonderful.
Well, if your business or you personally, you want to be part of sponsoring that, maybe you can provide silent auction items as a business, or maybe you've got a collection of super cool stuff to donate. Jenny Beadle is looking for you to come alongside and co-labor with her with CEF of New Mexico. That's Children, Evangelism, Fellowship, cefofnewmexico.com. We would encourage you to go there to find out about the ministries that we talked about. When you go there, there's a pop-up about the paint night. Jenny, will you take a picture of your painting when you're done?
I don't know about that. No promises.
Well, will you come back and let us know more when the banquet is closer?
Okay. Definitely. Thank you.
And thank you for coming in. It's always a pleasure. Thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.